Mark chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 21. If you haven't got a Bible with you, don't worry. Just I'll read the word of God as clearly as I can. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Over to verse 35. Verse 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose, and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Now we know the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Now it is a privilege again to be here and to tell forth the wonderful message of the gospel, this message of good news, which we can see from the Bible. The word of God is a message which is so important and so relevant to each and every one of us. This message from the Bible is a message of good news for each and every one of us. And what we're dealing with, as we have said before over past nights, is where we will spend eternity. After this life, where will we spend eternity? And really, what the account that we have read about this very sad situation of this man and his daughter who was so ill, and he goes to the Lord Jesus Christ. But really what I want to get to is a phrase that we read in verse 36 when the Lord Jesus Christ said this. He said, Be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. That's the phrase I just want you to think about tonight and what I want to get to. Be not afraid, only believe. But let's just think about this man, Jairus. We're told that he's a ruler of the synagogue, and he was a man of some standing. And yet here we find him coming to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was an important man, a man of some standing. Yet he was willing to come right to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk about this wonderful message of the gospel, and we tell you that the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son and sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this world, born at Bethlehem. And the whole purpose and reason he came was that he might go to a cross at Calvary. And there he died upon that cross. And by us putting our faith and our trust in him and coming to him, we can have our sins forgiven and we can know that we're on our way to heaven. But it's an individual thing that we need to do, is to come to him. We need to recognize that we cannot get to heaven in our own strength. There are many people in the world today who think, well, surely if I live a good life, surely if I go to church or pray or give money to charity, and there are many things, good things that people do, and hopefully the good will outweigh the bad, and they're hoping that they can just get to heaven in their own strength. What we need to realize is, as this man realized, that the one person that we need to come to, this man Jairus, he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we need to do. The one who loves us. The one who came into this world willingly to go to a cross, to suffer and bleed and die for us upon the cross, so that by us coming to him and confessing our sin to him, believing that he loved us and died for us, and was buried, and on the third day rose again. He is a living Saviour. If we come to him and put our faith and trust in him, our sins can be forgiven, and we can know that we're on our way to heaven. And so the first thing we learn is that this man, an important man, of some standing, came, and he came to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find the reason that he came was that his daughter, his 12-year-old daughter, his only daughter, of 12 years of age, was very ill. And he realized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who could help. In fact, the Bible tells us that he besought the Lord Jesus Christ greatly. Really, the thought is he implored the Lord Jesus Christ. He begged of the Lord Jesus Christ to come. He recognized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one that could help. So he came humbly to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. There also was an urgency about his coming. He realized that time was not on his side. He needed the Lord Jesus Christ to come to his only daughter of 12 years of age, who was desperately ill, but he needed him to come now. You know, as far as the gospel is concerned, this tremendous message of good news, the fact that we have the availability to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put our faith and our trust in him, but time is not on our side. It is an individual thing that each one of us need to accept him as our Savior, to believe on him, put our faith and our trust in him, but we're not guaranteed tomorrow. There is an urgency about the message. Not only are we not guaranteed tomorrow, but the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. The one who loved us and died for us upon a cross, who is alive in heaven, is soon to return. So there is an urgency. And that this man came to the Lord Jesus Christ and he begged him that he would come to his house to see his daughter so that he might heal. You know, this man realized and he believed that the Lord Jesus Christ could heal her. He truly believed that the Lord Jesus Christ, if he came, he could heal his 12-year-old daughter in this desperate situation. I wonder, could I ask you, this man had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what we need to do. We need to put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in our own works, not in what we do, but purely in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done by his finished work upon the cross. He knew that the Lord Jesus Christ, he'd heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe he'd been told some of the wonderful things that the Lord Jesus Christ had done. And as we read through the very first few books of the New Testament, the Gospels, we read about the tremendous life that the Lord Jesus Christ lived while he was down here. Spoke with power, spoke with authority, could still the storm, could heal people just by a spoken word, not always in front of him, but sometimes at a distance. And he was able to heal people and control the elements of the world. This is the Son of God, the Savior of the world that we want to present to you today. And this is the one who loved you and went to a cross to die for you upon a cross. And he believed and he had faith in the one that the Lord Jesus Christ could help in this desperate situation. And we need to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We can come to him. We can come. And we can come only through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, relying upon, completely upon what he has done by his death upon the cross. And so he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing that he is the one who can help. And he begs of him. And he has faith in this one that is the one that can help. You know, as the crowds gathered round, we have the story. We didn't read it, but we have the story interrupted by someone else who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ to be healed. And then after that happened, we came to verse 35 and we hear the sad news. Well, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. What a tragic situation. He had begged of the Lord Jesus Christ to come. He longed for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. And now he finds messages comes from his house. And he's told, Jairus is told, don't bother the Lord Jesus Christ anymore. Don't bother the master anymore. The sad news in is your daughter is dead. It's too late. It's too late. Well, when Jesus heard the news, he said this tremendous statement that we have in verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. You know, that's exactly the position we need to be in. You know, in the world in which we live, we might look around at the world in which it's in, we are in, and see the mess this world is in. We might fear for the future. We might fear for our future and wonder what is beyond this life. Well, how wonderful that the Bible tells us. There is an eternity. After this life, there is an eternity that we need to prepare for. That's what this meeting is all about. We need to be prepared for eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ, we can see tonight, has done all the work for us. He was the one who was prepared to come into this world. He was the one who was willing to go to the cross. And he has provided a way for you and I to have our sins forgiven and to know, to be absolutely sure that we can be on our way to heaven if only we will trust him. So we might fear what the future holds. We might fear for ourselves if we were to die tonight. The Bible says, fear not, be not afraid. Why? Only believe. And that's what we need to do. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Not hopefully and not maybe. But if we put our trust and just do that in the seat where you are, you could do that. Just admit before God that you're a sinner. Turn and repent of your sin. And turn to the Lord Jesus Christ who loved you and died for you upon the cross. And he took the punishment for our sin. He took all the punishment for our sin upon the cross. And because he laid down his life and he died and he shed his blood upon the cross, you and I today, we can know our sins are forgiven. We can know that we're on our way to heaven if only we will believe on him and put our faith and our trust in him. Be not afraid, only believe. So we can be marked by assurance by that statement. There was great, you know, as the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ come to the house, there's great sorrow and crying, and understandably so in many senses. There was also people who were professional mourners who not only were mourning, but when the Lord Jesus Christ said, he told them, she's not dead. She's sleeping. She wouldn't remain dead, the Lord Jesus Christ said. Those mourners suddenly turned their mourning to mocking. They laughed at the Lord Jesus Christ. They laughed him to scorn. He said that she wouldn't remain asleep, she would live. And they laughed at him and they mocked him. You know, they still laugh at the Lord Jesus Christ today. People still laugh at the gospel message that we have to preach today. But it's a very solemn thing to do that, because this message is absolutely vital for each and every one of us. We need to realize that we are sinners. We're in a desperate situation, just like this man Jairus, who was in a desperate situation as far as his daughter was concerned. But each and every one of us is in a desperate situation because of sin. The Bible tells us that we've all sinned. We're all heading for that broad way which leads to destruction from the moment we're born into this world. All have sinned. But the wonderful message of the gospel is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ came and took the punishment for our sin, so that by believing on him, we can put our faith and trust in him. We find the Lord Jesus Christ going into the house with disciples, and he reaches out and he takes the maid by the hand. His hand was outstretched to take the hand of the maid, and he says, maid, I say unto thee, arise. And again, with great power and authority, the Lord Jesus Christ was able to bring this little maid who had died back to life. What a tremendous thing to be able to do. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Here we find him taking this maid by the hand. He had power to change lives. And he reaches out and his hands outstretched to you and me today. You know, his hands were outstretched upon a cross where they drove nails through his hands and through his feet. They put a crown of thorns and thrust it down upon his head. They put a spear into his side. They spat in his face. They ripped the beard from his face. They whipped his back. The Lord Jesus Christ, all the sufferings he went through. And we might ask the question, well, why did he allow all of that to happen? He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. He had never done a sin. Yet he was there because of your sin and because of my sin. He doesn't want us to be in our sin. He doesn't want us to be separated from him. He wants us to be with him in heaven, to have, as the Bible says, everlasting life. And that's why he came. That's why he suffered. That's why he bled upon the cross. And that's why he died. And so this sorrow of this household, as this Lord Jesus Christ reached out and took her by the hand, we find her alive. The maid is alive. At 12 years of age, despite the desperate situation, she's alive as a result of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He reaches out and takes her by the hand. The sorrow of the household is turned to joy. And the Bible says that they were amazed. They were astonished with a great astonishment as they saw the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the same for us today. When we think of the Lord Jesus Christ who loved us and was prepared to go to a cross to die for us, are we not astonished with a great astonishment that he was be prepared to do that so that you and I can have our sins forgiven? So that you and I can go to heaven if only we'll but trust him, put our faith and our trust in him. And so we find in this story, this account that the Lord Jesus Christ gave, this man who came to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's exactly what we need to do. We need to come to him. Can I ask you, has there been a time in your life when you came to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to forgive you from your sin? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a tremendous thing to know him as your Savior, to know sins forgiven, to know that you're on your way to heaven, to have the assurance of his presence with you every moment of every day. It's a tremendous thing. Is that something you've experienced in your life? It has to be an individual decision. It's not something you're born into, but something that we, each and every one of us, need to do as an individual to put our faith and our trust in him. So he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to come to him. He realized that he was the only one that could help. We need to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only one we can come to if we are to have our sins forgiven. The only one we can come to if we are going to go to heaven. New life can be ours. Sins can be forgiven. And we notice that as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ spoke and reached out and took the maid by the hand, the Bible says that straightway, immediately, she was whole. You know, the moment we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not a case of, well, if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and confess your sin to him, then hopefully your sins will be forgiven and hopefully you'll get to heaven. Absolutely not. What a sad thing that would be. But how wonderful if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put our faith and our trust in him, the one who loved us and died for us upon a cross. The Bible says immediately, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Your sins will be forgiven. You'll know that you're on your way to heaven just by simple faith and trust in him. The sadness of the household was turned to great joy. I tell you tonight, if you were to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, what a tremendous thing. What a tremendous thing. The sadness of this world, and yet here you are, sat in a tent in Bicester, hearing the greatest message that you could ever hear. And as a result of it, just by putting your faith and trust in him, turn from your sin. No longer on the broad way which leads to destruction, which leads to hell, but can be on your way to heaven, all because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. What a tremendous thing. What joy that would be. Joy in heaven. Joy here. To hear of someone coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, but joy in heaven as well. Of someone turning from their sin and accepting him as their Savior. Dear friend tonight, can I just emphasize the statement again? Be not afraid. Only believe. All the work has been done. The Lord Jesus Christ had paid the price. He's finished the work. All the sin and was put upon him, and he took the punishment for it all. And all he's asking you to do is, just as he reached out and took the maid by the hand, his hand is outstretched to you tonight. Will you take it? Will you accept him? Will you believe on him? Will you put your faith and trust in him? You know, time is not on our side as far as this message is concerned. Not one of us knows what the future holds for tomorrow or even later today. Neither do we know when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. That same one who died on a cross, was buried and on the third day rose again, is alive in heaven today. And he said himself, if I go away, he says, I will come again. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ makes promises in the Bible, He keeps it to the letter. And he has promised to return. It could be tonight. Dear friend, tonight, have you got the peace and the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? And that if he did come tonight, and it even could be before we finish speaking, Dan's going to speak in a moment, but even before Dan finishes speaking, the Lord Jesus Christ could come. Are you ready for that? Are you prepared for that? Have you trusted the Saviour so that you know if he did come, immediately you would be with him in heaven? The Lord Jesus Christ has provided a way. He's done all the work for us. All we need to do is put our faith and trust in him. Dear friend, tonight, can I urge you, before it is forever too late, the Bible says, be not afraid, only believe.